Chapter 8. The dog sled team has new owners.
Buck is an excellent leader. The dog sled team makes good time now. The temperature is 50 degrees below zero and they don't stop very often. They make long runs each day to keep the dogs moving in the freezing cold. Each day for 2 weeks, the team travels 40 miles a day. Perrault and Francois stop for 3 days' rest in Skagway to drink with their friends there. The dogs are very popular. Many people stop to look at them. Francois decides to sell the dog sled team to a Scottish man who offers him a lot of money. When he takes the team to the man the next day, he is very unhappy. He throws his arms around Buck and cries. Buck never sees Francois or Perrault again. Now Buck must work with new dogs. They go back down the trail to Dawson. Buck works very hard. He is in the mail service on the busiest route. The dogs carry a very heavy load. They carry many letters from all over the world to the men who are looking for gold in the Northland. Buck does not like this work, but he does it well. He is proud of his work as the team leader, but every day is the same, hard and long. Each morning, the cooks in the huge camp build fires and cook breakfast. Other men harness the dogs. The team then moves down the trail until it gets dark. At night, they make camp again. Some men build fires. Some cut wood. Others carry water or ice for the cooks. The dogs are fed. And so it goes on. The routine is always the same. Buck and the other dogs look forward to dinner time. They eat their fish, and then they can relax. Some dogs in the camp are fighters. Buck has fierce battles with some of these dogs, but he wins them all, and soon becomes master of all the sled dogs in this camp too. Buck likes to lie stretched out near the fire. He dreams of his past life. Sometimes he thinks of Judge Miller's big house in California. He remembers the other dogs there, Isabel and Toots, and the warm, sunny days. More often, however, Buck remembers the man in the red sweater and poor Curly and his fight to the death with Spitz. Sometimes Buck dreams strange dreams of another fire with another man sitting by it in another time. This man is hairy and short, but very strong. His hair is long and matted. He speaks a strange language. He is afraid of the dark. This man doesn't have any clothes. He wears animal skins. It is a strange dream. Buck doesn't understand it at all. The dog sled team works hard carrying the heavy mail. The dogs are very weak when they reach Dawson. They need a good long rest. But instead, the men move them on down the trail only 2 days later. The dogs are very tired. They go slowly, and the men grumble. It snows every day, which makes the dogs work much harder. The trail is soft, and it is hard to pull the sled in the soft new snow. The men treat the dogs well. They know that without them they can't survive. The dogs eat before the men. The men check the dogs' feet before they go to sleep, rubbing them if they are sore. Still, the dogs and the men become very tired on the difficult Yukon Trail. During the entire winter, they travel 1,800 miles, pulling sleds all the way. Buck keeps strict discipline in the team. The dogs all have different personalities and different problems. Often, Billy cries in his sleep. He is very tired. He doesn't want to pull the sled anymore. Joe becomes meaner each day, and Sollex doesn't want any other dogs near him. But it is Dave who suffers the most. He becomes very ill. Something is wrong inside him. When they get to Cassiar Bar, he is very sick indeed. He falls down many times in his harness. The men take him off the team and put Sollex in his place, but Dave doesn't like this. He growls and cries. He wants to pull, even if he is sick. He is proud and doesn't want another dog to do his work. He runs next to the sled and bites Sollex when he can. The Scottish man has to use the whip to keep Dave away from Sollex, but Dave doesn't care. Finally, he falls on the trial, and this time he can't get up. The men see him fall and go to him. He looks up at the men with sad eyes. They know he is going to die. He raises himself very slowly and painfully. The men understand what he wants. If he is going to die, then he wants to die on the trail. They put the harness on him and lead him to his old position. He pulls the sled proudly, although he is crying in pain. He pulls the sled until evening. That night in the camp, the driver makes room for him by the fire. In the morning, Dave is so weak that he can't even crawl to the sled. He lies in the snow and cries. The other dogs pull the sled away without him. A few minutes later, they hear a gunshot. They stop. Buck knows, all the dogs know, that Dave is dead.